You are listening to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. Please enjoy the replay of Sunday, January 22nd, Sunday service with a message from Pastor Ripley and music from Ellen and the worship team.
Good morning, everyone. It's nice to see you all here amidst our sprinkling of snow. And welcome to those listening by radio. I just wanted to open this morning and just read a few verses and that I found on our Daily Bread devotional on the power of God's music. How many of you like music? We all love music. And it's good to sing music. I know some of us just like to listen to music, but singing brings joy to God's heart, and it helps encourage us too. So I'm just going to read these verses. I have to take my glasses off. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen.
Amen.
So could you stand, and we're just going to open in prayer. Dear Lord, I just thank you for this day and for bringing us here. And I just pray that your presence would be felt here. We welcome your presence here, Lord. And we just ask that each one of us would just open our hearts to you, to receive from you what you have for us this day.
Amen.
Because you do have something for each one of us. It may be something different, but just help each heart to be open to what you have to say to them, Lord. And we just offer our praise to you this morning in all that we say and all that we do. In your name, amen.
Amen.
We're going to sing a few old hymns that we haven't sung for a little while, so I'll fly away.
No more tears. Come You are my rock. of trouble, you lift me up when I fall down. Through the storm, your love is the anchor. My hope is in you alone. My hope is in you alone. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Praise God. Thank you, musicians. Let's show our appreciation this morning. It's good to see each one of you today. I know there are some that are not well, but we pray for them that God's healing touch would be theirs. In the name of Jesus. I want to share for a few moments this morning, actually quite a few moments, on higher expectations through prayer. Higher expectations through prayer. How many know God wants to answer our prayers? That was very low key. Let me try it again. How many know God wants to answer our prayers? It's amazing that God has chosen to work through the prayers of God's people. And we recognize this morning as we are here in this house that we are living in a time of uncertainty. But in the midst of uncertainty, God is still speaking. God is still ministering to His people. And I want to encourage you this morning. I want to encourage you in your time of prayer and seeking after God's face. Father, I just pray this morning, Lord, beyond my voice, that the Holy Spirit, Father, would speak into the hearts of your people this morning. I pray today, Lord, that you would lift us higher, that we would recognize the power of prayer. And Lord, I pray that you would work deeply in each one of us. Root out the doubt, Lord. Root all the doubt out of us. All the unbelief out of us. And Father, I'm going to ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. How many know doubt can stand in the way of what God wants to do in and through our lives? I want to begin this morning by turning to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. I'm reading from the New American Standard. Now to Him, capital H, God, who is able, I want to say that again, who is able, God is able, God is not limited unless we choose to limit Him. Who is able to do far more abundantly. I love this. These are two of my favorite verses in the entire Bible. Who is able to do more abundantly beyond all that we can ask or think. Now, I know we've read this verse many times. But I wonder how many situations we limit our prayers based on what we can see naturally. Now, I'm not saying to be presumptuous this morning, but I am asking you today to allow the Holy Spirit to lift you higher. To pray in a way that you've never prayed before. To ask God for things that you've never asked before. Well, you know, I'm just happy living my little life here in Creston, and, you know, I'm just quite thrilled to, you know, just get up every morning and just breathe a breath of fresh air, and, you know, I've got 2,500 grandchildren. And I'm just pretty much happy just to live this life. No, that is not how God wants us to live. Yes, we thank God for His blessings. We thank God for everything that He has poured out upon us. But our prayers need to change and align with the person and power of God. The Bible says, beyond all that we can ask or think. So you think something of what God can do, and then God says, I can do even far more than that. We imagine something that God can do, and He can do far more than that. Think about it this morning. How many times Jesus chided his disciples because they did not have faith in what God can do? Think about it. To Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. It's concluded. Go over with me to Jeremiah chapter 33. I want to go into the Old Testament this morning. And I want to encourage you from His Word. I believe that what I'm going to speak is a prophetic word for people that are here this morning listening, or those that are listening by radio. God wants to speak directly into your situation and into your circumstance through His Word. Now, as we approach Jeremiah chapter 33, we recognize that these verses have a lot to do with the restoration of Israel. How many know that we are in 2023 celebrating the 75th anniversary of the nation of Israel? Are you hearing me this morning? The 75th anniversary of Israel becoming a nation. That's amazing. When you really think about it, all that God has done for the nation of Israel, that small little, some would say insignificant parcel of land. How many know God has a plan for the nation of Israel? Can somebody say amen in this house? So these verses here that I'm going to read have a lot to do with the restoration of the nation of Israel, but I also believe we can glean from the character of God the things that he wants to do for us. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Can somebody shout amen this morning? He hasn't changed. So as I go through these verses, yes, they apply to the nation of Israel, but I believe there's implications for us personally this morning as we begin to see the character of God in play. Verse 1. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. The second time. While he was in his beautiful home. No, that's not what the Bible says. While he was still confined in the court of the guard. Did you know that Paul the Apostle wrote most of his books from a prison cell? The word of the Lord came to him while he was confined. Receiving from the Lord doesn't mean it comes always when everything is perfect and everything is flowing the way we think it should be. God can speak to us in the midst of our most difficult situations and circumstances if we allow him to. Whatever you're going through this morning, no matter how difficult it is, a test, a trial, let me tell you this morning that if you'll open your ears and hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, you will receive from the Holy Spirit. It doesn't happen just in good times. But here the word of the Lord came as Jeremiah was confined in the court of the guard. You know, Jeremiah was persecuted because he spoke forth the word of the Lord. Verse 2, thus says the Lord, who made the earth, the Lord who formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. Let's not bring God down. Let's pray to the God who is exalted. Hallelujah. Who is all powerful. Yes, he wants a personal relationship with us. But let's not bring him down to man's level. Let us always recognize that he is God. Hallelujah. He has established us. Come on, somebody. He has made the earth and all who dwell in it. And look at verse 3. It applies to us this morning. Call to me. Pray. Lift your petitions. Lift your requests. Lift your intercessions. And I will answer you. And look what it says here. And I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know. How many know that God calls us his friends? in the Bible. God wants to reveal things to us. Are you hearing me? Things that are presently veiled, hidden. And yet God desires to open up our spiritual eyes that we may see, hallelujah, how mighty God is. How mighty He is. And what He desires to do in and through our prayers. You know, it's amazing that God chooses, even individually, to answer the prayer that we lift to God. Are you hearing me? Great and mighty things which you do not know. Think about it this morning. The unveiling of that which is hidden, that we may perceive all that God has for us, all the things God wants to pour out to us this morning in the name of Jesus. The blessings that He desires to give us this morning. The power and the anointing to do His work, to fulfill the calling that's upon our lives today. Verse 4, for thus says the Lord God of Israel, concerning the houses of this city and concerning the houses of the kings of Judah, which are broken down to make a defense against the siege ramps, and against the sword. Verse 5, while they are coming to fight with the Chaldeans and to fill them with the corpses of the men whom I have slain in my anger and in my wrath, and I have hidden my face from this city because of all their wickedness. Sounds like a bit of a downer, doesn't it? But God doesn't want to leave them there. Because God has a plan for Israel. And He has a plan for us. Hallelujah. No matter how far down into the pit you have fallen, God's arm is not shortened that it cannot save. Hallelujah. And this is the word I want to leave with you this morning in the next few verses. This is the word that I want to speak into your heart and into your mind and into your spirit today. I want you to leave with this word deeply implanted within you. Behold. I like when God says behold. Behold. The angels came and behold. I've got great news. You know, sometimes we get this thought in our minds that God is against us. Are you hearing me? That we are not really significant or of any worth in the sight of God. That God's not really interested in what's happening in our lives. Maybe someone else, but not us. Well, I want to say this morning, that is a lie from the pit of hell. He is interested in what's happening in your life. He's interested in the day-to-day activities of your life. He is interested in every hurt and every disappointment and every season of your life. Hallelujah. He is interested in you individually. Here God speaks. He says, behold, I will bring it to health and healing. I will heal them. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to say it again. Behold, I will bring it to health and healing, and I will heal them. Hallelujah. How many know there are times we need healing in our lives? We need the touch of God upon our hearts. God wants to touch us this morning. Hallelujah. We have to believe that. Now, I know we have disappointed God maybe at times, and we have sinned. We have transgressed His commandments. But just the fact that you're here this morning, wanting to hear God's word, wanting to let the word touch you this morning, is proof that God has not given up on you. He has not given up on your life. Every breath that you breathe is the mercy of Almighty God. Behold, I bring it to health and healing. I will heal them. I will reveal to them an abundance, and I love this, of peace and truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If there's ever been a time we need the peace of God that passes all understanding, it's today, folks, in this very hour of uncertainty. Lord Jesus, I receive your peace into my heart, into my life, into my mind. Lord, let the truth be revealed to me on every level. I will restore the fortunes of Judah and the fortunes of Israel and will rebuild them as they were at first. How many know God's in the restoration business? Hallelujah. God is in the restoration business to build back your life. To establish you. All you have to do is just reach out to Him. Let Him do that work. Glory be to God. And you know what? We need to pray for others too that are not here this morning, who have drifted away, that there's a message from God for them, that God still wants to restore them and build them up and to establish them. All they need to do is look to God, turn from their sinful way, and say, Lord, forgive me. Hallelujah. I'm going to restore your fortunes. I, the Lord, am going to turn the tables on the devil for you. Are you hearing me this morning? I am going to turn it around. I am going to show forth my power, says the Lord, so that you will know that He is the God of gods. Hallelujah. He is exalted in power and glory. God says, I'm going to do it. I'm not just thinking about it. I'm going to do it. I will cleanse them from all their iniquity by which they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities by which they have sinned against me and by which they have transgressed against me. Thank God for the blood this morning. The blood of Jesus that cleanses us from all iniquity. That purifies us from all sin. None of us would be here this morning if it wasn't for the cleansing power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 9, it will be to me a name of joy, praise and glory before all the nations of the earth. We know this speaks of Israel, but it also, I believe, has implications for the church, that God has given us the joy of the Lord. And the Bible says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And the enemy has been stealing our joy. And I'm not talking about happiness. I'm talking about joy that comes from God, from His Holy Spirit. So when you wake up in the morning, and you know, I have to be honest, there's times I wake up and I say, oh Lord, it's morning. I'm going to be honest. But I believe God wants to change that for me, and He wants to change that for you. He wants us to wake up with joy in our hearts. Because God is in control, hallelujah, not the devil. It will be to me a name of joy, praise, and glory before all the nations of the earth, which will hear of all the good I do for them. Do you believe God does good for you? Or is this just a religious exercise? Do we really believe that God is good? That every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights to each and every one of us this morning. Yes, we have our aches and we have our pains, but we have within us the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He encourages us. When we think all is lost, God shows up. How many believe that this morning? When all is lost, God shows up. And they will fear and tremble because of all the good and the peace that I make for it. Thus says the Lord, yet again, there will be heard in this place of which you say it is a waste, and without man and without beast. Oh, what can God do with so little? When we think about everything that's happening around the world, what can God do in the midst of all that? Absolutely. He was able to bring water out of a rock, streams in the desert, filling bottles with oil miraculously. Jesus raising the dead. Has God changed? Has something happened that God has changed? No, He hasn't. In the midst of everything that looks barren, God can bring forth, hallelujah, mighty fruit, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Come on, somebody give God praise. The voice of joy and the voice of gladness. The voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. the voice of those who say, "Give thanks to the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, and his loving kindness is everlasting." How many here have ever received a blessing from God? Can I see your hand? Yeah, many. Has anyone here ever seen something reversed where God moved in and changed things? Can I see your hand? Come on. Yeah, okay. But before that happened, what were you thinking? Not good, not good. You see, that's not how God wants us to think. When all of hell comes in against us, our eyes look to God. Hallelujah. Our eyes are fixed on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who is able to turn anything around at any time at his choosing. You say, "Pastor Ripley, are you trying to make us a bunch of fanatics?" Yes. Yes and amen. Oh, they'll laugh at you. They'll make fun of you. Why is he praying for him? Why is he asking for this? Why is he praying for this? Why is he praying for that? Ha ha ha! Look at him praying. But God can do a mighty work in the midst of our most difficult situation and circumstance. And he can show forth his power and his glory. Friends, we are on a journey to higher heights and deeper depths in the things of God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. You say, "Well, why are you getting excited?" That, I don't know. Like, it just hits me. And those, and of those who bring a thank offering into the house of the Lord, "For I will restore the fortunes of the land as they were at first," says the Lord. I claim this town for Christ. I claim this valley for Jesus. Do you think that's too bold to say that? I claim this town for Christ. I claim this valley for Christ in the name of Jesus. I pray that every lost soul in this town and in this valley will lift their hands in repentance and say, "Jesus, come into my life. Come into my soul. Change me and transform me, O God." And God will use anything to see that happen. You know what? I have not given up on the prophecy that came concerning this town, that this town would no longer be a drinking man's town, but this would be a town that prays and lifts their voice to God. Hallelujah. I still believe that God can do it. He can change hearts and transform lives. Thus says the Lord of hosts, "There will again be in this place which is waste without man or beast, and in all its cities a habitation of shepherds who rest their flocks. In the cities of the hill country, in the cities of the lowland, in the cities of the Negev, in the land of Benjamin, in the environs of Jerusalem, and in the cities of Judah, the flocks will again pass under the hands of the one who numbers them," says the Lord. Everyone is saying it's getting worse and worse, but our condition can get better and better. The condition of our hearts unto God. Hallelujah. Friends, I want you to see everything as God sees it. I want God to give you His eyes this morning that you may perceive all that God has for you in the Spirit. Hallelujah. You don't have to live in a famine. You can live with a feast before you as you take of the things of God in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Friends, I just want to say, I don't want to crawl to God's coming. I want the church to be victorious. Shouting, the shout of a king is among us, hallelujah. The shout of victory is upon our lips today. Hallelujah. No matter what you're going through, God is going to give you a song in the night season. All glory to God. I don't know where you are spiritually this morning. And I'm preaching to myself as I'm preaching to you that God would build us up in our most holy faith. In the name of Jesus. Do you believe it this morning? That God can do it? Let our expectations grow higher and greater through prayer in the name of Jesus. I want to encourage those who pray in tongues, pray like you've never prayed before. If you need to know about what tongues is all about, come and talk to me. I can share with you. But I encourage you to pray like you've never prayed before. Not prayers of, oh Lord, I'm not much, I don't have any. Lord, come before Him. Recognizing all that He's done for you. Not in boastful pride, but in solemn recognition of the price that Jesus paid on Calvary. That you would be a victor this morning in the name of Jesus. That you can lift your head up and say, Lord, I recognize who you are. And I'm going to pray accordingly in the name of Jesus. Will you bow your heads this morning? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we all have situations, Lord. We all have situations that we need to see turned around. I see the prayer requests coming in on a daily basis. And some of them are quite tragic. We need to believe God this morning for a turnaround. In the most difficult, heart-wrenching circumstances, that God would show forth His divine revelation concerning that situation and circumstance. How many here, as every head is bowed, have something you're praying about? Something that is you're burdened about this morning? Can I see those hands? Just lift them up nice and high. You got something you're burdened about this morning. Something that's you just need to see God at work today. in the name of Jesus. Something, you say, Lord, I need to see divine intervention. How many know God can do that? Lord, I just pray this morning, as we come to the end of this service, that you would show up in a miraculous way. We're going to put this sermon, this message, this word into action this morning. Lord, I'm going to pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless and have an amazing week.